From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The leaders of both the Republican and Democratic parties are predicting victory at the polls on Election Day. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele on NBC's Meet the Press says voters are dissatisfied with the way Democrats are running the government.
The voters are tired of the fact that the federal government has not listened to them over the past 2 years, has moved in its own direction at its own rhythm, and they want to pull back on that. And I think you're going to see a wave, an unprecedented wave on Election Day.
But Steele's Democratic counterpart says his party will keep its majority in both the House and the Senate. Tim Kaine appeared on ABC's This Week.
These races are very close, but from this point forward, it's all about turnout and ground game. And we're seeing good early voting trends, and we've got work to do, but we think we can do it.
President Obama took a break from the campaign trail today, but is set to resume the stumping on Monday with a trip to Rhode Island. Former President Bill Clinton spent part of his Sunday in Michigan. Laura Weber of the Michigan Public Radio Network reports Clinton is lending his support to Democrats running in tight races across the state.
Clinton's first stop was in Detroit to endorse Democratic nominee for Governor Virge Bernero. Bernero has been trailing his opponent, Republican candidate Rick Snyder, by a wide margin in some polls. Clinton told a half-full high school gymnasium that Michigan is a Democratic-leaning state that should be voting for a Democratic governor.
This is one of the most frustrating, perplexing elections in America.
Clinton says Republicans don't understand how to create and keep the sort of manufacturing jobs that have been a pillar of Michigan's economy for so long. Clinton left Detroit to also endorse Congressman John Dingell in Ann Arbor and Congressman Mark Schauer in Battle Creek. Schauer in particular is running a close race with his Republican opponent, former Congressman Tim Walberg. For NPR News, I'm Laura Weber in Ann Arbor.
In the push to reduce U.S. dependence on oil and decrease atmosphere warming emissions, the Obama administration is about to set new standards for the fuel efficiency of big vehicles. Pam Coulter says an announcement is expected on Monday.
Tractor trailers, school buses, and garbage trucks are real gas guzzlers, but they'll have to do better starting in the 2014 model year. The first ever fuel efficiency rules for medium and heavy duty trucks are expected to aim for 10 to 20% reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. The nation's tractor trailer fleet typically gets 6 to 7 miles per gallon. Work trucks can get up to 11 miles per gallon. Last May, President Obama said the fuel efficiency of big rigs could be improved by 25% using existing technologies, and new standards would bring down the cost of transporting goods. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Most Asian stock markets are higher today after a weekend G20 meeting. Global finance ministers agreed to avoid a currency war that could get in the way of the global economic recovery. This is NPR. In the Caribbean, 10,000 people had already took shelter when Hurricane Richard slammed into the coast of Belize late Sunday. Fanny Lianos, a cook at the Lazy Iguana Bed and Breakfast on Belize, describes the winds as the storm came ashore on Cay Calker.
It was stronger about 5 to 6 this evening, but we have only rain right now.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Richard's top winds are 90 miles per hour. There are no reports of injuries or deaths so far. Police and swimming officials have launched investigations into the death of a U.S. national swimming team member. The probe is looking into whether overexertion or race conditions are to blame for the death of the swimmer from suburban Philadelphia. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY reports the athlete died during a 10-kilometer open water World Cup race in the United Arab Emirates on Saturday.
26-year-old Fran Crippen's body was recovered 2 hours after the race ended. The German swimmer who won the race criticized officials, saying temperatures, which were reportedly in the mid to high 80s, were too hot for racing. He also said organizers should have done more to ensure swimmers were safe. Other swimmers complained of the warm water temperatures. The executive director of the United Arab Emirates Swimming Association said the water temperature was 84 degrees Fahrenheit at the start of the race. He also said safety measures were in place, including lifeguards, boats, and divers. Crippen attended Germantown Academy in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, and swam for the University of Virginia. He also competed in the 2004 U.S. Olympic trials. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
And I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support